better.
We just ran out of gas on the side of the road. The car started to shake completely, and we don't really know what to do.
Right now, I waited about 15 to 20 minutes, and the first time I came here on 4 or 5 days ago, I waited about 3 hours.
That was about 8 o'clock, and I've been in the sun ever since.
And now it's 3:30 in the morning.
Still waiting for gas.
No gas, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I was on E, and I was, like, up there for an hour and a half, and I almost started crying. I thought my friend was going to have to push.
Lines, 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 and more lines. That's what we're seeing across America in the nooks and crannies, thanks to Sandy. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to America Tonight. That is the story both when it comes to elections and waiting in long lines in Florida for early voting and complaints about extending the voting hours to people in cars in serious dire need of gas and on foot lining up for what became free gas in one Jamaican neighborhood of Queens in New York in the wake of that awful, awful storm that has wreaked havoc with the East Coast, which now, by the way, is bearing down for a nor'easter. It's incredibly cold in the East Coast, which has rocked the worlds of so many who are displaced, because you've got 30,000 to 40,000 people who are still in shelters, or they don't have power, but they're trying to brave it out in their homes under 3, 4, 5 blankets, whatever they can get their hands on. So it's a nasty, nasty piece of business out there, no matter how you slice it. During this hour, of course, we're going to talk about the election. We're also going to dive into what's gone on with Sandy. You can throw in your 2 cents as to what you think ultimately is going to happen if you want to be in the business of predicting the outcome of this election. I think people who've done some early voting feel pretty confident about their choices. I had lots of conversations with people who voted who feel that their guy is the guy that's in, meaning I talked to people who voted for Obama and they think he's going to get another 4. Talked to lots of people who are excited about Romney and they think that despite some challenges in the beginning of this, that he's going to get in. What do you think, America? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. I'll tell you, the latest Washington Post poll that came out shows pretty much a dead heat. This is nothing new. We've been saying this now for the past week and a half. A dead heat as we get to the finish line of 2012. A lot of campaigning going on the last couple of days, and a lot of attention being paid to the storm, too, as well. Mitt Romney talking about, on Sunday night, strong leadership in New Jersey, that Chris Christie, the governor there, is an incredibly hard-working person, he said. He's giving his all, his heart, his passion to help the people. They're in a hard way. We appreciate his hard work. And there was kind of a little bit of a political dust-up, you know, because of the president and Chris Christie touring a bunch of areas, and Chris Christie being slammed for turning his back on his party, some people were saying, and he said that's ridiculous, that he was a Republican, he endorsed Mitt Romney, he's going to vote for him on Tuesday, and if the president of the United States comes to New Jersey and he's willing to help my people, he does it, then I'm going to say nice things about him because he's earned it. Vintage Chris Christie, and I think he pretty much shut the door on that controversy. As for Romney and Obama, like I said, of course, they're campaigning in Ohio, battleground states, pretty much mirroring each other where they're going, but referring back to the storm wherever they are, because when daylight comes in the last couple of days, and we've seen it, the pictures that still continue, the video that continues to come out of Breezy Point and Long Island and Staten Island and Seaside Heights and Atlantic City and Belmar and Ocean City, Maryland, pretty horrific. I mean, really the brunt of it, though, are those people that were stuck in Staten Island and still are stuck. the people in Seaside Heights, awful, Belmar, all those shore towns around there, where houses were just completely leveled. So you're talking about a lot of folks with no power staying in shelters and having no idea really what they're going to do next. Some without clothes, just the clothes on their back, and that's it. And that's just that, and wondering what's going to happen, and wonder when FEMA's going to get there, and wonder when they're going to get some kind of help. FEMA's being criticized because they ran out of supplies. They ran out of water and are not going to make water deliveries until Monday. And part of that was they were taking bids from people on water, and then by the time they cleaned out their supplies, the crossover didn't happen as predicted, and they're waiting to get water to people. So Budweiser and other companies have run out and tried to get as much water as they can to supply it. The New York City Marathon was canceled, so the people who came to the city hoping that they were going to run, because that's the way it looked until late Friday, decided they were going to help and help with the donations and do what they can to actually run out and deliver blankets, deliver some of that water that they could get their hands on, whatever they could do to try to help the people with supplies. And that's, boy, that just shows you how the human spirit finds a way to survive. Because you have this gas rationing going on, you have the cold that's hitting the East Coast, you have the free gas fiasco in New York and Jamaica that I was talking about in Queens, and then you've got all these runners, or at least a big chunk of the runners, who came to the city thinking, okay, I'm going to make it there because they're going to have this race, the world's largest marathon, and I'm going to be there and make a difference because people will be watching. So on the ground, what they did is, you know, put on their sweats, threw on their backpacks, and ran to help whoever they could. Hundreds of runners. You could tell they were wearing marathon shirts and backpacks, took the supplies to Staten Island, went to the neighborhoods, poured into Central Park, and decided that they were going to do whatever they could to help the people. In fact, they had an alternative marathon called Run Anyway. And what they did was they sent off waves of runners that went to the official finish line, which wasn't taken down. And about, you know, 1,000 people or more decided they were going to do that. Because remember, you have people that come from all over the world to do it. So then people decide they're going to run like they used to run and run around the Central Park clockwise, some counterclockwise, and that's what they did. The original marathon in 1970, which had about 127 people, they were completely within Central Park. So some people were doing that. Other people were taking out the supplies. And, you know, in the end, the good news is that some extra hands were out there and maybe more attention was paid to what was going on in New York and New Jersey and just how nasty it was. So what's your prediction? Will Mitt Romney be our next president, or does Barack Obama stay? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1708.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,750.42, $875.21 for a half ounce, or $437.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,750.42, $875.21, and $437.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Including the Washington Redskins. Check this out. Carolina Panther fans were happy about the win for the first time since week two. The Panthers knocked off the Redskins 21-13 at FedEx Field. But did you know this little factoid? It usually bodes well for the Republican presidential candidate, who is Mitt Romney this time around. In the 18 presidential elections that have taken place since the Redskins moved to Washington in 1937, 17 have been predicted by the team's performance in its final home game prior to the election. So the only time it hasn't happened was in 2004 when the Packers beat the Redskins 28-14 in the final game. And that, of course, the challenger, John Kerry, would have won the White House, but he didn't. So this time around, will it hold true? Only one time. It hasn't happened. So Obama's campaigning, and so is Mitt Romney, with the time ticking away. The electoral count is 270, which, by the way, we're going to have a nail the elect. Electoral vote contest coming up at our next show for fun. How many Obama gets, how many Romney gets? 270 is the number that they're both looking for. So we can look at predictions of all sorts and superstitions and all that kind of stuff. We also note here on the show that pretty much any poll that you look at, you can shake it upside down all around and every which way to Sunday, and it comes out the same, almost a dead heat. Maybe a point here difference or a point there, but that's within the margin of error, so it's pretty much a statistical dead heat. Mitt Romney's top campaign strategist, Ed Gillespie, was part of the Sunday Swirl. He was on George Stephanopoulos' show on ABC, and he says undecided voters are going to win this race for Romney.
When you're the incumbent president of the United States and you are at 47 or 48% in your ballot 2 days before the election, you are in deep trouble.
All right. And like I said, he says it's the other guys, the undecideds, who are going to do it. And he gave you the statistics there. So those are the numbers, and those numbers don't necessarily bode well. But some people are saying, sure, the polls are showing this. Remember the turnout on Tuesday, what's going to happen in the turnout, and who ultimately is going to decide this? Ohio, Florida, Colorado, Virginia. Those are all key areas, without a doubt, key votes because of the counties and the way they voted before. So how will they vote this time around? In a poll in Virginia, the president won by 2 points. It was like 47-45. And then there's all these questions that have now been thrown in about the Hurricane Sandy crisis and how is the president handling that. Because, you know, usually in these polls, it's not who are you voting for. It's a handful of questions. That's how they're done. And the focus is on the highlighting the differences really between the two people involved in the race, which would be Romney and Obama as the incumbent. You know, there's no question about it. The thing you have to have is the lead in the battleground areas. If you believe in the state polls anyway, those then would be key. And for Obama, they will be key. So if Romney is really to win this thing, he has to clear the deck. He has to clear the deck. It can't just be close. He has to get those votes in Nevada. He has to get those votes in Virginia. He has to get those votes in Iowa. He has to really get a huge, cut a huge swath into the votes that were there previously for Obama. Are that many people going to change their mind or not vote? Maybe the people that voted before won't get out and vote this time around. I know two people in my world who were huge Obama supporters last time around who aren't voting. They won't vote for Romney, but they're not voting for Obama. And I think I've said this many times here on America Tonight, but the thing that I constantly hear is people just not voting. People saying that they're disappointed in the choice of Romney or they're disappointed in Obama, and they don't want to vote for either, that they wish there was some other choice, that they're not happy with the way things are going in Washington, and they really don't want either one of them in office. Golden Rule Humanist gets a little airtime here, says, here's an interesting note. 35 million that voted Democrat in 2008 did not come out in 2010. It would have only taken 5 million of them to completely reverse the results of the 2010, the midterm elections he's talking about. 2012, we'll see over 40 million come out and vote Dem that did not come out in 2010. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. And then also, as I moved to Wisconsin to vote for Obama and make a difference. So is Golden Rule right? Is Golden Rule right on this one? And will Obama end up taking this, despite, you know, me telling you about the dead heat and the statistics there and, you know, some of the superstitions and the predictions and trying to predict who's going to win, different things that we pull out of our hats to try to come up with those predictions. And if you believe the Redskins, then Romney is the next president. But they've been wrong once before, so they could be wrong this time again. Here's the thing. The frustration is the frustration is so much more than this whole presidential election deal. There's so much riding on the legislature. There's so much frustration with the people who make the laws that we get lost in the president and the leader of the free world, which is which is obviously not only a huge responsibility, but it's important to us who that person is. However, we cannot forget the importance of the people who make the laws, for goodness sake, and who do nothing, who become the lame duck Congress and sit on everything. That cannot happen this time around. It cannot happen. Whoever is president, it can't happen. Something's got to happen there to unleash the logjam. But clearly, they're so polarized, the positions, I think, with the Republicans and the Democrats. I don't know that you're going to crack this anytime soon, even with a switch in an administration. I don't know. How about this with early voting in Florida? So jammed, just like those gas lines and people waiting in line to get food, water, whatever they could when trucks came around. In Florida, they had the problem not with what the Sandy people, the catastrophe there and what the horrible things are going through, but with trying to vote. The lines in Central Florida were just insane. 4 to 5 hours long, people waiting to vote. That's crazy for early voting. So a judge ordered an early voting site in Central Florida to stay open 4 extra hours following lawsuits filed by the state Democratic Party. It was a site in Orange County because it was shut down Saturday while they looked at a suspicious package. So they had already shut it off early. And voters who are showing up Sunday are being asked to use a provisional ballot because they can be found should the order be overturned, which could happen with the lawsuits that are filed this close to the elections. But 4 6-hour lines, 6 hours in line. Oh, that's crazy. And where are we talking? Winter Park. We're talking right around that Orlando area. Winter Park was just a nightmare trying to vote there over the weekend. Remember, absentee ballot voting differs from early voting because you have to fill out your ballot. You have to put in an envelope and you got to sign it. Envelopes are open later, then fed into the voting machine. You know how that all works. I don't know. This election might not be easy to call on the 6th. Might not be.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Is on. I know you're out there and I know you're awake and thinking about this election, some of you, and maybe some of you aren't. Early voting happened and happened a lot in Florida because the lines were incredibly long. What's at play with the states that were slammed by Sandy is there could be mobile voting. There are people that could email, can email or fax for a ballot and then send it back. That's another way that they can do it. So an extra day of voting is even possible in New York. They're talking about that. We might not be able to call at least the presidential side of it on the 6th. Might not happen. Hey, over the weekend in Washington, Washington had some storm damage, trees down and power out, that kind of stuff. They had the Million Puppet March. Million Puppet March. Somehow it didn't get big coverage. Big Bird got edged out because of Sandy and some other things. However, there were some people that showed up. Not a million, a couple hundred people showed up to support public broadcasting. Remember, that was that whole thing that Mitt Romney made the comment about plans to get rid of PBS and the shows and the characters that people think of are Big Bird on Sesame Street, because that would be a way we could reduce the deficit. So the rally had music and speeches and puppeteers and Big Bird and all that kind of stuff, but was overshadowed by shadowed by a storm called Sandy, I think. And they had only a relatively small amount of people that went out to support the Cookie Monster and Kermit the Frog and all the people that, all the puppets or Muppets that we watched when we were kids. Because, boy, that show has been around for a very long time. I will say the chants of Elmo, we won't go, were actually pretty funny. But other than that, I think that was one march that didn't quite hit the mark that it was hoping to hit. Bad, bad timing. All right, it is a dead heat when we talk about the presidential election. You know, I am the poll princess. The CNN national poll says the race is all tied up, 49 for Obama, 49 for Mitt Romney. So with the push for the last remaining days to campaign, talk to people, see what people are doing as far as early voting, talk about what's at stake, and anything else kind of throwing spaghetti against the wall, anything else before it's all said and done, and then it's just a question of watching. Mitt Romney will be watching in Boston, and ultimately the president will be watching in Chicago. And we're going to have people all over the place, so we'll have extensive election coverage going from some of the key battleground states to where the president is and where Mitt Romney will be to find out what's happening there. You know, is anyone going to end up conceding, and is anyone going to end up winning, or will it be a question of it's just that tight? If it's razor thin with the electoral vote, then it's probably not going to be able to be to call it. If it's a big swing in one direction and there's no way the challenger can catch up, then it can be called, no matter what's happening in some of these other places. But a dead heat on, you know, is almost an indicator that there's a good chance that this could be razor thin, even when we talk about electoral votes. And if that's really true, it does live up to that, then this thing is not going to be, there's just no way. This thing is not going to be done on the 6th. You know, a nonpartisan poll, I think, is part of the key, or at least one that proclaims it's nonpartisan. And the CNN ORC International Survey, that's what they're saying. Hey, this is nonpartisan, nonpartisan. And there were a bunch of other nonpartisan polls that came out. Politico, George Washington University, they did one, 48%. NBC, Wall Street Journal, they came up with Obama, 48%, Romney, 47%. And the other one, the Politico one, 48% for both. ABC, Washington Post, Obama, 49%, Romney, 48%, so pretty much dead heat. The Pew Research Center had the president at 50, Romney at 47, still in the sampling error, still within the margin of error. So now, who has the most important vote in this election? And, you know, they break it down to so much minutia. The president is leading in the Northeast, the Midwest, and urban areas, right? Romney is ahead in the South, the West, suburban, and rural areas. So all kinds of things are dividing the vote. The president's favorability rating, 52%, Romney, 51%. So that's better than it was before for Romney. 70% of registered voters who say they are Democrats say they're extremely or very enthusiastic about voting, with an equal amount of Republicans saying the same thing. 49% say they're going to vote for the Republican candidate for Congress in their district. 48% say they're going to choose a Democrat. So it's interesting. You can really look at these numbers from all different sorts of eyes and demographics and try to figure out which way this thing's going to go. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, was out pushing the story that Romney's going to win Ohio despite the whole auto bailout thing. The people in Ohio were going to vote for him. The more people believed in what Romney could do than what the president currently is doing. So, you know, at this point, it's It's all about the votes. It's all about people going out and voting and the people who ultimately voted early and what the count says in the electoral side of things. 270, we know, 270, 270, 270 is what you need. If you look at some of the electoral maps, most of them put the president ahead of Mitt Romney based on previous elections, based on 2008, based on some polling and some other factors. But until all the votes are in those some of those states, we don't know. That's where the razor-thin thing comes in. So what is your, not what you want to happen necessarily, but who takes this thing? Who now, with 2 days to go, who is likely to win this election? I mean, would you be completely, would you say if Romney, I mean, here's the thing. Would you say if Romney won, it was an upset? Is this an upset, or do you think really he had this all along? That he had this all along and people just didn't, just like with the whole craziness of the debates and the primary process, didn't we know way back when that Romney was the guy? Wasn't he the self-appointed guy? Wasn't he the establishment's darling? That wasn't he going to be the guy all along? Of course. How many times did I get bombarded by emails saying I was dead wrong when I was dead right and it was staring us all in the face? So, is he really the underdog here? Or is Obama the underdog? Because even though he's the incumbent, people are judging him on where we stand now and economically where they stand. Everybody's going to vote on their own wallet. Even if they say they're not, they're going to vote on what's going to happen for their family. Do you have kids? Or are you just single? How many, if you have a lot of kids, what's going to happen with the kids? What's going to happen with the deficit? Are you concerned about that? Who economically wins you over? And it could be Obama. You know, I always say on the show, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, wishing, praying, hoping for another party. You know, have an opinion. And your opinion might be that it might be that Obama never had a chance to climb out of the hole because of what he inherited. Or it might be, you take over the reins, you can't keep looking back on the person before you, and you got to come up with something. You got to come up with something meaty. So the stimulus has to work. Something has to work so that unemployment number isn't climbing. And if you decide you want to run, and then you run, and then you win, you cannot pass it back to the person, you know, before you. In the East Coast, I bet this was part of the conversation. Now people are determined to vote, but I don't think it's as much of the conversation. When you got 8 million people that lost power, you had wind, you had flood, you had snow, you had anything you name it, and Sandy threw it at the people there. You have the New York subway system still suffering from some flooded water and some of the most damage they've ever seen in the history of the subway. You have people running around picking up pieces of their lives the best that they can. Now you have a nor'easter getting ready to slam into New Jersey and New York, and it's already cold there. So people are freezing. I don't know if they're thinking so much, if you're listening to me in the East. I don't know that you're thinking that much about the election now, because you're thinking about, wow, my house was pancaked. Where am I going? What is the long-term solution for this? But how do I get there? People live in paycheck to paycheck, and I bet many of the people that got hit by the storm were paycheck to paycheck. It's pretty tough, that whole rebuilding thing, even with insurance, waiting around, waiting for a check, waiting to make something happen, waiting for someone to come and rescue. I mean, here's the key thing. I think we learned the lesson in America. You cannot wait for people to rescue you. Meet you on the flip side with some NFL football action. Have you ever ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Ryan under center, pass to Turner. Michael on the cutback, touchdown Atlanta. How about that?
Or you could just shove it right up their nose.
Ha! Michael Turner, his fourth touchdown run of the year, and he and Ryan collide on that score.
Heat up the middle, Newton going in so for Steve Smith, catch, touchdown. He pushed off right in front of the official, yep, with the catch. It's a touchdown. Steve Smith's first touchdown catch of the year.
Creason sprints wide right now. Manny back to the shotgun. Design rolls to right. He's throwing the back. He's going. Creason's got a touchdown distance.
Brownfield blitz. Don't bring. Flacco throws. Complete. Torrey Smith. Spin move at the 15. He's to the 10. 5. Touchdown. Torrey Smith. And the Ravens have regained the lead.
Wilson out of the shotgun. 3 receivers near side.
To the 30, to the 25.
Counter run. Mark to the 35 to the 40. Mark to the 45 to the 50. Mark to the 45 to the 40. Mark to the 30. Mark to the 20. Mark to the 50. And 5. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. In the 70-yard touchdown by Doug Martin. Is there anything number 22 can do?
Yeah, week 9, almost in the books. It was like that for some teams in the books in the NFL. I thought we'd lighten the load, and since we do that nail the score thing once a week when it comes to football, Dave in Vermont, remember he was our big winner out of the gate, I thought we would each week re-rack what happened. The Sunday night game, Atlanta, the Falcons nipped the Cowboys 19-13. They're still unbeaten, 8-0. Boy, their field kicker, their kicker missed two field goals, and that could have been the difference maker. But in the end, the Falcons came through in a big way. The Giants and Pittsburgh were kind of going back and forth, but Big Blue went all the way down as Pittsburgh knocked them. You heard Tampa Bay and Oakland in that one. Seattle took a charge against Minnesota 30-20. Denver had its way with Cincinnati 31-23. No surprise Baltimore beat Cleveland. The final at the end of 60 for that was 25-15. Green Bay throttled Arizona 31-17. Oof, 31. See, you never know what these scores are going to be. Like I'm always saying that, right? Houston, no trouble with Buffalo, 21-9. Indiana took care of business over Miami, 23-20. Detroit, 31. Jacksonville, 14. Chicago demolished Tennessee. It was unwatchable, 51-20. Carolina and Washington, we've mentioned that before, because the Redskins, every time their last home game before an election, every time they win... the Democrat would win. For example, Obama, who's the incumbent, he would win. But when they lose, the challenger wins. That would mean Mitt Romney, if that little superstition is true. So an interesting week, and Philly and New Orleans are left on the schedule for Monday night action. Now, did anybody nail the score this time around? Well, I mentioned the crazy Falcons, now undefeated, still undefeated, 8-0, 19-13, that score. Nobody had 19-13. What a shocker. I mean, we were all saying crazy things. Like I said, the Falcons 27-14. Bill in Missouri said 42-20. Rick in Illinois said Atlanta 35-14. So pretty much all of us were calling for a big disparity between the score, between the winner and the loser in that one, and it didn't turn out to be that way. It turned out to be kind of the opposite. The Falcons could have opened up even wider if they had made those couple of kicks, or frankly had gotten into the end zone those two times even. So the key thing here is they're 8-0. They're 8-0 at this point. Wow. Crazy week. Matt, how about your Vikings, Seattle? You know, I didn't really put much stock in Seattle at the beginning of the year, but they had some big wins.
They are a tough squad to beat at home, that's for sure. I mean, if you look at their, I can't remember what their record is. It's like they're like 3-1 at home, and then I don't know if they've won a game outside of, they must have because they got like 5 wins now. But they're just almost unstoppable at home. That crowd gets into it. They have a really good defense, and Russell Wilson just seems to come up with plays.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe there's something to the home field advantage that really happens for them. They really work on it, and it happened. You know, you said Wilson. There's no doubt about it. He threw, what, 3 first-half touchdown passes? I was watching part of that. So that's what happened. They got out to a hot start.
Yeah, and our quarterback didn't look so well. I don't know what happened to Christian Ponder, but the last probably 3 or 4 games, it's like he's a rookie again, and I don't know what's happening. They got to fix it because Adrian Peterson had a great day. He had almost 200 yards rushing, and still we did not win.
Yeah, that's too bad for him to eat up all those yards the way he did. So Seattle 5-4. Like I said, I have to tell you, I would not have predicted that if I were looking at the beginning of the season, looking at the preseason polls, looking at the mags, reading up on the teams. I never ever would have put Seattle in the position that they've been in, and a lot of that is they've won the home games, and that's what you're supposed to do. It doesn't matter however you win them, you win them, and they're winning them. Marshawn Lynch had 124 yards on the ground. He had a touchdown in the third quarter, and you know, at that point in the game, they had a 10-point lead. That's why it's so strange to analyze what's happened in the NFL. There are some trends, but very, very few trends. Like Chicago, their defense has been really, really good, so they're 7-1. They beat up on the Titans. Looking at the schedule, you know what? I would think that they would beat up on the Titans, but there was very few predictable things looking at this week in the NFL. In the all-important ninth week, this is do or die for so many teams because they can't possibly get through the pile and sort it out with the amount of time that's left. So there's lots of drama when it comes to this deep into the season. And before you know it, we'll be riding off into the playoffs because it's that time of year where we're almost, it's what I call it, the eating season. We're through the Halloween candy. We're on to Thanksgiving and then Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever you celebrate. And what are those celebrations about? They're about food, but it also signifies to me, oh my, football is running out. Oh, how sad. It's running out so fast that you better sit back and enjoy it now because it's going to be gone before you know it. And just as a reminder, yes, we have the election coming up Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be talking heavily about it. But we still are not going to forget our Nail the Score. We'll have a mini Nail the Score, two segments, and it'll be in our third hour Wednesday/Thursday morning. It always feels like Wednesday to most of us who are on the so-called third shift. And that's when we'll do it. We'll do a mini version because I hate to not do it and skip a week since there's probably some of you who say the election is a foregone conclusion and you're not that obsessed with it because you knew who was going to win. I'm sure there's some of you who are so positive you know who's going to win this thing. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.